podcast of CBS This Morning will begin after this short break.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson 23, how to park far, far away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Charlie Rose.
I'm Nora O'Donnell.
And I'm Gail King. Hey, this is a CBS This Morning podcast.
Welcome to the CBS This Morning podcast. I'm Anne Marie Green, a CBS News correspondent, and joining me on the telephone today to discuss the Affordable Care Act is Caroline Pearson. She is a Senior Vice President of Policy and Strategy at Avalere Health. Today marks the beginning of open enrollment for the healthcare exchanges, and Caroline is here to help us figure out what to expect this year. Caroline, I hear we should expect chaos and confusion. Say it ain't so.
Unfortunately, I think it might be so, but happy to help and hope to give some people some guidance on what they should be looking for as they shop.
All right. So I do know that, you know, the federal government has cut some funding. They've cut funding in advertising and also what's called enrollment navigators. So there are a lot of people out there who just may not be aware that open enrollment has already started. And if you're seeking help, there might be fewer people available to give you the assistance that you need. And the other thing is that the enrollment period is a lot shorter this year.
That's exactly right. Last year, open enrollment ran into the start of the next coverage period, but this year it is going to be about half as long, and so folks do need to sign up anywhere from today and before the end of the year in order to start coverage for 2018.
Right, and that means there's going to be a surge, a lot of people, the same amount of people trying to get coverage in a shorter period of time, trying to get on online and get into those exchanges.
That's exactly right. So open enrollment runs only for 45 days this year compared to 91 days last year. And that means we're going to have a lot of people hitting the websites and hitting the phone lines and trying to compare their options quickly. But I think hopefully we should have systems set up to be able to accommodate that volume.
So if you've been watching the news, you hear all kinds of things. You hear, you know, the Trump administration wants to replace and repeal the Affordable Care Act. You've heard about subsidies, that premiums will go up and subsidies will come down. So it's really hard to figure out whether or not you're actually going to be paying more at the end of the day. And of course, we have sort of two different sets of exchanges. You have some states where the federal government runs the exchanges, and then you have a handful of states, about 11 plus D.C., that the exchanges are run by the state. Will these two groups fare differently in the upcoming year?
Well, hopefully folks will fare pretty similarly. Mm-hmm. Whichever your state is using, you should be able to go to your state's exchange and sign up for coverage. So the rules are pretty much the same, whether it's run by the federal government or run by the state.
Okay. So I think the thing that was in the news most recently is word that the Trump administration was getting rid of the subsidies that they give to insurance companies. And what the fallout is sort of up in the air. What does that mean? And what do you think it'll mean in terms of premiums?
Yeah, that's right. So the federal government pays insurers to offer more generous coverage for people who earn less than 250% of the poverty level, which is about $30,000 a year for an individual. And those people are afforded plans that have lower deductibles and lower cost sharing for any services that they consume. And they buy those plans at the same price as everybody else, and the federal government subsidizes that coverage. That's what we call the cost-sharing reductions. And what the Trump administration has said is that they're not going to pay the insurers for the cost-sharing reduction payments, even though those plans are required to offer that more generous coverage at no cost to the consumer. What that means is insurers have increased their premiums, the amount that a consumer pays each month, in order to pay for that enhanced coverage. And so that is really driving premiums up very considerably this year. We're seeing premiums about 34% higher than we have in previous years for silver products.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you as a consumer will be paying more out of pocket because some subsidies are going up as well.
That's exactly right. So first of all, for many people who buy coverage on the insurance exchanges, they actually get premium subsidies that limit how much they spend for insurance as a percentage of their income. So anyone earning up to 400% of poverty, and again, that's going to be about $48,000 a year for an individual, they're eligible for those subsidies, and those subsidies protect them from any premium increases. So as premiums rise to account for the lack of those cost-sharing reduction payments, so do the premium subsidies, and effectively, any consumers should be held harmless if they're earning less than 400% of poverty.
Okay. So we do see reports that suggest that, maybe if you have a silver level plan, you may see more of an increase than somebody who's purchasing a bronze level plan. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, that's right. So the premium subsidies are actually tied to the silver level policies. And because those premiums rose so much this year, the subsidies have risen dramatically as well. So if you're a consumer that gets one of those subsidies, you can actually take your big subsidy this year. And in many regions of the country, you may be able to buy a zero premium bronze plan. Or for just a few dollars more per month, you may be able to actually buy a gold plan that offers more generous coverage for not much more money. Again, because those premium subsidies are really higher this year than we've ever seen before.
So it must be really important then to really take a good hard look at your plan and shop around, look at the other options before you get automatically re-enrolled.
That's exactly right. So unfortunately, re-enrollment happens at the very end of the year. So people who wait to be re-enrolled and don't shop around might get signed up for a plan that's really not going to be the cheapest and most comprehensive product available for them. So I'd urge everybody to go onto their exchange website and really look around. And unlike previous years, really consider every metal level, because again, those bronze and gold plans may be a better deal this year than they've been in the past.
Okay, so that's good news. Say this is your first time venturing into this ocean, trying to figure out what healthcare coverage you need. You haven't had to deal with it before. Maybe your employer was covering it. What are some of the things that you should consider?
Well, in addition to just looking at what your price per month is going to be, you really want to look at the rest of the benefits that come with that insurance plan. So you want to look at your deductibles, your cost-sharing amounts, the out-of-pocket maximum, that's the most amount of money that you can be asked to spend per year. And then lastly, I'd really encourage people to look at their provider network to see if the doctors and hospitals that they regularly use are included in the plan, and their formularies to see if the drugs that they may be taking are going to be covered by that particular plan that they're looking at.
When people have expressed disappointment in their choice of plan, typically what areas do they find it just fell short?
One of the places that we hear the most concerns is really about the deductibles. So folks are enrolling in insurance. For silver plans, many of these products have deductibles around between $2,000 and $3,000 per year. And that can be a lot of money to pay out of pocket before your insurance kicks in. So that's something that people need to be prepared for and understand when they're signing up for coverage. And if that's not going to be something that a consumer can afford, they may want to think about one of those gold plans that's likely to have a lower deductible and coverage starting sooner in the calendar year.
If you've been watching the news, you've heard the Trump administration talk a lot about trying to get rid of or wanting to get rid of the individual mandate. This is the requirement by law that everyone be covered or businesses provide health coverage. That actually hasn't happened yet. So that still stands. You need to get insurance.
That's exactly right. The individual mandate is still in force. And in fact, the IRS has said that they'll require people to file returns and indicate that they still have health insurance coverage when they file. So the mandate is in effect, and folks that decide that they're going to forego insurance will owe money back when they file their taxes. So one way or the other, you're going to pay. You might as well pay for something that's going to give you some coverage.
So there's not a possibility that maybe in light of some of the things that we've heard from the Trump administration, the IRS may be a little more lenient?
Well, that's not what they're saying to date. Thus far, the IRS is saying, in fact, that they're going to go beyond what has been done in previous years and be more strict at the moment. We will see if that holds. Obviously, things in Washington can turn on a dime. But at the moment, the guidance is that the individual mandate is enforced, and will be in effect this year.
Another thing that happened, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, he resigned amid a bit of a cloud. There was a lot of people were unhappy with his large travel bill, about $400,000 in travel expenses. So he's not there anymore. Is that likely to have an impact on healthcare at all?
I don't think that's going to have an impact on healthcare.gov. These are big agencies with lots of career staff that keep the trains running. And so I don't think that the departure of Tom Price will have an effect on this year's open enrollment, but it certainly has an effect on, you know, not really knowing what the direction of the administration is going to be and, you know, what future policymaking will be on healthcare.
You know, in some areas, insurers like United Healthcare, Aetna, Humana, they've pulled out of counties and certain states. Is there a chance that consumers really may not find that they have the same choices that they had just last year?
Yeah, there's absolutely going to be less competition and fewer plan options in the exchanges this year. We're seeing many more regions of the country where there may only be one insurer available, although that insurer may be offering multiple health plans to choose from. There'll only be actually one carrier participating. And that's not been particularly common in the past. It's going to be much more common this year. But we do have at least one plan available in every single region of the country. So anybody who wants insurance will have an option to buy it. But there may be fewer options than what we've seen in previous enrollment periods.
You know, typically, when you have fewer options to buy anything, it usually means that you're going to pay more or you're at the whim of that one company that's providing. Does it necessarily mean that you may end up paying more if you only have one insurance company to choose from?
It is true that we have seen that premiums tend to be higher in areas where there are fewer plans participating and less competition. That trend does hold. Now, it's a chicken and egg question. Those tend to be the places where the markets are more challenging, and that's one of the reasons that other insurers may have exited. So hard to know whether it's a cause or effect, but there is a correlation between higher premiums and fewer plan choices.
You know, when the dust settles and everyone's sort of chosen their coverage, are we going to see almost, you know, sort of two different countries almost in this country, a sharp division in the type of coverage that people get and how much they pay?
Well, the good news is that the federal rules are fairly reliable, that the generosity of coverage is relatively consistent across the country. The metal levels specify what your plan needs to look like, and there are other rules that specify what services need to be included in those plans. So the scope of coverage is very comparable from one place to another. Unfortunately, the pricing is not, and we do see very wide discrepancies in pricing based on a whole slew of things ranging from competition to underlying medical costs and simply the health of the population that lives in that area.
Right. All right. So you're my mom, Caroline, and you're finger wagging me and nagging me to get my health insurance. What are the top three bits of advice? What are you going to tell me to do?
Well, first and foremost, make sure that you sign up for coverage and that you do so quickly. Secondly, be very thoughtful about assessing your plan options and look not just at the premium sticker price, but also at the rest of the benefits and make sure that you're getting a plan that's going to be really good value for your healthcare needs. And then, goodness, I don't know if I have a third. I think those are the two biggest things. And certainly, you know, if you're on a limited income, definitely check for subsidies because there's lots of government help available to offset some of the expenses that you may be hearing about in the news coverage.
How do you check for subsidies?
So if you go onto healthcare.gov and choose your appropriate state, it will ask you for some personal information as well as your income information, and then it'll tell you whether you are eligible for either the premium subsidies or the enhanced benefits that we talked about. And that'll help you understand, you know, a little better sense of what your coverage will actually cost for the year.
All right. And get on it early. Don't wait till the last minute. You might find yourself enrolled in a plan that you really don't want. Caroline Pearson, you are the Senior Vice President of Policy and Strategy at Avalere Health. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. You can watch the full CBS This Morning broadcast Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on your local CBS station.
Or you can stream it live on the CBS All Access app.
For more information, please visit cbsthismorning.com.